Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 169, Child, Not Slave, Romans 8:15. Hear it with your heart, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Let that land. Paul isn't writing to strangers. He's writing to believers, to people who already know God. And still he tells them, fear is not your home. That fear of not being enough, that weight of coming before God like someone who owes too much to ever be welcomed. That spirit did not come from the Father. He did not adopt you so you would go back to living in dread. Think about the difference between a servant and a child. A servant wakes up every morning trying to earn a place at the table. He works with a tight chest, always wondering, was that enough? Does he still want me here? But a child has already been received. A child doesn't have to prove anything at the start of every day. His place in the house doesn't rise and fall with his performance. That is exactly what the Holy Spirit does in you. He did not come to tighten the chains. He came to change your standing in God's house permanently, not provisionally, not conditionally, permanently. And then Paul reaches for a word that stopped the ancient world cold. Abba, a small child calling out to a father with the purest intimacy that exists. Not Lord of the universe, not Almighty Creator. Abba, Daddy, the same spirit who lives in you. That spirit teaches your heart to call him that. Not because you earned it, because you were adopted. An adoption is not a test you can fail. It is a name that became yours. Your security does not come from how often you prayed this week. It doesn't come from how many times you got it right. It comes from a father who chose you and does not change his mind. That is the foundation. That is the rock. So, how do you pray? Do you come as a child? Or do you come as a slave? Do you ask like someone who belongs? Or do you beg like someone afraid of being turned away? The Father never tires of the voice of the children he loves. He doesn't check the clock when you speak. He leans in. He listens. He answers. Today, before you ask for anything, before the list of needs, before the weight of the day, stop, open your mouth. Call God Father out loud and thank him. Thank him for receiving you as a child, not a slave. Let that truth move through you before anything else. This isn't a ritual. This is you living the adoption that is already yours. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.